I play this song too often. Her name is Cheryl Wheeler. The song's called If It Were Up to Me. I'd take away the guns. Yes, Cheryl Wheeler. Again, a song that I play, unfortunately, whenever there's a mass shooting. So she wrote that song in 1997. I don't know if it was before Columbine or after. I think the first time I ever played it on the radio was on the one-year anniversary of Columbine. I was on the air in Los Angeles. And I just couldn't help the feeling of dread. And that was, you know, the first one. And now they're everywhere. You know, I mentioned, so we had, we're just coming off of one mass shooting and, you know, here we go into another. And I mentioned last week when I played that song that it had been a while. It had been almost a year. Go figure. We're on lockdown. One thing the pandemic brought about was a lessening of these mass shooter attacks. I guess, Columbine was in 1999, Errol Thomas says. So she wrote that before Columbine, because there were that was the first school shooting, but there were other shootings before that. We had a problem with people who should never be allowed near a gun, who not only have them, but think that it's their right to take other people's lives. So Columbine was the first school shooting, and that started that trend. But make no mistake, the mass shootings happened even before then. I just don't know what the answer is. So yesterday, again, finish the show, go inside, start doing dinner stuff. And David said, did you hear about Boulder It's like Boulder. What happened in Boulder? Let me tell you about Boulder, Colorado. I love Boulder, Colorado. There are very few places that are prettier than Boulder, Colorado. And I was lucky in that the kind of music radio that I used to do in Los Angeles sort of emanated from Boulder. There used to be a great radio station based in Boulder called KBCO. They're now in Denver. Boulder is still the city of license, but now they're owned by Clear Channel and iHeartMedia. And iHeartMedia genericizes everything. So while KBCO used to be this awesome, eclectic, adventurous radio station, you know, under iHeartRadio, it's generic radio. I mean, it's still better than a lot of other stations because the music that makes up their library is a little better. More to my tastes anyway. But it's still formulaic. It leaves no room for creativity and everything. But I digress. The format is known as AAA, Adult Album Alternative. And it's AAA is what we called it. And every summer, there would be the AAA Summit, the format convention in Boulder, Colorado, mostly because KBCO was kind of our flagship station of the format. And a guy who used to program it named Dennis Constantine, he's the one who hired me for the station I worked at in Los Angeles. He was a big consultant for the format, and he was based in Boulder. So anyway, every August, all of us music freaks would descend on Boulder, Colorado, where we'd have 3 or 4 days of just fun and music. The showcases at night were at the Fox Theater in downtown Boulder. And it's just, I have such wonderful memories of Boulder, Colorado. It's gorgeous. It's one of the few wintry states that I would consider living in. Not so much Denver, but definitely Boulder. And now, how unfortunate is it that when people hear, oh, Boulder, Colorado, instead of the Flatirons, the gorgeous red mountains or rock formations, whatever they are, that are just so beautiful, or the Pearl Street Mall, which is such a wonderful area, instead of those thoughts, or the Fox Theater, they're going to think about 10 people that were killed. 10 people killed by a man, 21-year-old man, with an AR-15. Remind me again why civilians need semi-automatic weapons. It's a weapon of war. That's what it is. It is a weapon of war. And why individual members of society need those high-powered weapons, I don't know. And the thing is, it's not so much that the bullet is shot at a faster velocity. They are designed to tear up the insides of whatever they hit. It's why people who are injured in these shootings with these weapons are injured so horrifically. Because the bullets go in and they do maximum damage. Because they're weapons of war. They are killing machines. And why any individual human, why anybody needs them, I don't know. But if you're not in the business of war, if you're not a warrior, a soldier fighting for your country, not that I think that that's a legit thing either, but if you're not that, you do not need one of these weapons. And so Joe Biden today called for the assault weapons ban to be back. Actually, interesting coincidence in a world where I don't really believe there are coincidences. But there was a hearing already scheduled for this morning in the Senate Judiciary Committee. It was called Constitutional and Common Sense Steps to Reduce Gun Violence. Wow. Talk about timing. But, you know, in normal times, and I guess this is what they mean when they say, oh, it's a return to normalcy in the United States. Yes, a mass shooting every day. And, you know, if you're thinking, wow, this is the second mass shooting in a week. Well, actually, you'd be wrong. Because it is, we've had mass shootings. I think this is the seventh one. Oh, and of course, it's not in this. Damn it. I didn't save it in this version of my notes. It's in today's What's News. I have a list of the seven mass shootings that took place this week. There were three on Saturday alone. Yeah, it's just they haven't been mass casualty events. There have been numerous people shot and injured, seven of them, in fact, since the shooting last Tuesday in and around Atlanta. Seven. There's just two mass casualty events. That was last Tuesday and again yesterday. And I fear we've become numb to it. So last night, as I'm going to sleep, as I tend to do, I fall asleep with the television on. And I turned on the news. I was going back and forth between CNN and MSNBC. And they were both wall-to-wall shooting coverage, as you would expect. And I thought that's what I would see this morning when I turned on the TV. And again, going back and forth between MSNBC and CNN, because, you know, frankly, I can only take Joe Scarborough in very, very tiny doses. But I wanted to see what they were talking about. And much to my surprise, it wasn't what happened yesterday in Boulder. No, by this morning, they had already moved on. They were talking about, you know, business as usual. Just another day in America. Really? Have we become that numb to it? 10 people are dead, and it's just a mere 6 days removed from 8 people dead at the hands of another crazy person with a gun? I don't know what the answer is. Nobody knows what the answer is. I think Joe Biden had a pretty good take on it. Here's a little bit of what he said when he spoke this afternoon. And actually, I believe he's supposed to be speaking now on, well, not on the gun thing. He spoke this morning on the gun thing. Again, here's a little bit of what President Biden said.
The United States Senate, I hope some are listening, should immediately pass the two House pass bills that close loopholes in the background check system.
Yeah, they should.
These are bills that receive votes of both Republicans and Democrats in the House. This is not and should not be a partisan issue. This is an American issue. It will save lives, American lives. And we have to act. We should also ban assault weapons.
Yeah, we should.
I'll have much more to say as we learn more. But I wanted to be clear. Those poor folks who died left behind families and leaves a big hole in their hearts. And we can save lives, increasing the background checks that are supposed to occur, and eliminating assault weapons and the size of magazines. We don't know all the details.
All those things.
But I'll be talking to you more later today or in the next couple of days about what else we know. May God bless you all and those families who are mourning today because of gun violence in Colorado and Georgia, all across the country. We have to act. So there's not more of you. There's fewer of you as time goes on. Thank you so much.
Please, we have to act. So today there was this hearing already scheduled in the Senate Judiciary Committee. They opened, the chair of the committee is Dick Durbin. He had a few words. Chuck Grassley is the ranking member. He had a few words. And then they played this video, a video that was, pre-produced, obviously, because this hearing was pre-scheduled before we knew there was going to be another mass shooting with 10 people killed yesterday. But here's the video that was shown in the House Judiciary Committee in this hearing on, the ways to curb gun violence. For those listening on an audio stream, I'll read any text that's up on the screen. So at least I'll, you'll hear what's happening on the video. It starts with, 109 men, women, and children die from gunfire every day.
The whole country is in shock this morning, Matt.
It's almost this country's too much latest to bear. Horrific mass shooting.
Violent play out in our streets.
An unthinkable attack on young children.
The number of Americans who died from firearms surpassed the number who died in car accidents the first time in 2017.
40,000 people in the United States died by guns last year. That's 10,000 more than just a decade ago.
It's a deep-rooted and complex problem.
And that's not just limited to mass shootings. That is a reality of violence in America every day.
He pointed it and pulled the trigger. It was a horrible, horrible accident.
Ugh. About two-thirds of the gun-related deaths in America are suicides.
It's everywhere.
The American Medical Association has declared gun violence a public health crisis.
There have been more mass shootings in the U.S. than days this year.
Scared students sending the kind of text no parent ever wants to get. Like this one saying, everyone is saying there's a shooter on campus. I don't know what's going on, but I love you and Dad so much.
This cell phone video captured the gunfire and the screams of the high school students trapped inside their classrooms.
This violence is happening within a coronavirus pandemic that officials say is affecting nearly every aspect of the public safety ecosystem.
Deadly shootings at three Atlanta area spas that killed eight people, six of them Asian American women.
When is enough? Enough.
Maybe someday, some period TV show will depict the terrible nightmare of gun violence. And a future generation of children might only be able to imagine how terrible it must have been.
Everybody get down, get down, get down, get down.
Within 24 hours of making this video, another mass shooting took the lives of at least 10 Americans. We must reduce gun violence. So that video played in the U.S. Senate yesterday. Today. It went on this morning. And, you know, the responses from the Republicans are pretty typical. It's actually basically what you would expect. For instance, one of the more reprehensible members of the Republican caucus is John Kennedy. And John Kent of Louisiana. And John Kennedy, believe it or not, apparently is Harvard educated and used to be a Democrat. So this country bumpkin act that he puts on is all a fucking act. Apparently he doesn't even talk with that kind of brawl. He's just, it's all his country bumpkin act for the Neanderthal-like Republicans that he is supposed to be representing in the Senate. So listen to his bullshit line of reasoning. Again, this is in that same hearing on how to curb gun violence in this country.
I'll be brief, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for the opportunity.
You'll be brief.
I've listened to my colleagues' comments.
Yeah.
With interest, and I join with Senator Feinstein
Feinstein
in hoping that we can do something about this.
Oh, sure you do.
But I do think we ought to keep this in perspective.
Oh, in perspective.
What has happened in the last few days, what's happened in the last years,
yeah,
is, of course, tragic.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to perfectly equate these two, but...
Of course not.
We have a lot of drunk drivers.
Yeah.
In America that kill,
yeah,
a lot of people.
Okay. And point being?
We ought to try to combat that, too.
That has nothing to do with this.
But I think what many folks on my side of the aisle are saying is that the answer is not to get rid of all sober drivers.
You know, John Kennedy, you, sir, are a fucking moron. Because, number one, shooting a gun to kill people is wholly different than driving a car. Even getting in that car behind the wheel drunk. Two different things. When you are... shooting somebody, you are actively deciding to injure or probably kill that person. When you get behind the wheel of your car, whether sober or drunk, your reason for doing that is usually not to kill somebody, but to go somewhere. Big difference. And when you're okay, so let's let him continue this line of reasoning.
The answer is to concentrate on the problem.
Yeah. But you, let me say this before I let him continue. Every single person who gets behind the wheel of that car, sober or drunk, guess what? Has a driver's license. If they're acting within, you know, in the law, they have a driver's license. Not only that, their vehicle, which could be used as a deadly weapon, but that's not its chief use. That's not what anybody uses it for, except if you're, you know, a right winger white supremacist who drives your car through a crowd of peaceful protesters. Other than that, people don't use their cars as murder weapons. But again, you get behind the wheel of a car, you're licensed, your car is registered. That doesn't exist in this world of, you know, anybody can have a gun. What's the word I'm looking for? Moronicky? I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, keep going, Kennedy.
We have had a problem in this world for some time with both domestic and international terrorism.
Yeah.
Many terrorists happen to be Muslims.
What does that have to do with anything?
When a Muslim jihadist blows up a school.
Oh, my God.
Full of school children. We are often told not to condemn all of the actions of those of the Muslim faith because of the actions of a few.
Is there a point here?
And I agree with that.
Yeah.
So why doesn't the same rule apply to the 100 million plus gun owners in America?
Why doesn't the same rule apply to the 100 million plus gun owners in America that they should all have to pass a competency test before they can legally own one of these weapons, that they have to be licensed and their weapons be registered? If you want to try to equate driving a car to shooting a gun, at least put them on semi-equal footing, sir.
Exercising their constitutional right.
It is, nobody has a constitutional right to murder another human being.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about this issue.
Ah, you know what? I got a song for John Kennedy. Somebody had to say it. By the way, today is another sort of auspicious anniversary. It was 11 years ago today that the Affordable Care Act became law. 11 years ago. And so 11 years ago today, I was still doing the show. Air America Radio had gone off the air, well, on January 21st. Of the same year of 2010. And on March 23rd, 2010, just to give you a little bit of get in the Wayback Machine for a second, here's the beginning of my show from that day, March 23rd, 2010.
As you do so beautifully.
Oops. Oh. I queued in too far. Hold on. All right. So I used to start my show with the Propeller Heads with Shirley Bassey singing, "It's all just a little bit of history repeating. Boom, 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 boom." And then it comes in like
in
this.
In America, is it not? Welcome to it. Nicole Sandler here with you at RadioOrNot.com.
Something's never changed.
Well, yes, it is a great day. You know, here's the thing. The president signed health care reform into law. Yeah. He did. And although I'll be the first to admit it's not what we wanted. It's not single payer. And it's not even a, hold on one moment. I'll be right there with you. It is not even the public option, but you know what? It is a step in the right direction. All right. Let me answer the phone because I think we got a special guest on the line. Hey, it's Nicole at Radio or Not. Who's this?
I don't know. Let me check my driver's license. It's
It is a wonderful conversation.
Alan Grayson calling.
It is so great to hear from you tonight. And we are live.
We were on at night
on the
this
net
point.
These days. Since the last time we spoke, I don't think I've spoken to you since Air America went down.
But actually, it was that day. It was January.
Oh, that's
21st.
It was that day.
I was on with you. Yeah.
Moments after I got the news too. So that's right. How quickly I forget. But we've kept the show going, and the listeners are involved. And, this is what we do. We keep talking. We keep fighting the good fight, as you do so beautifully. And Congressman Alan Grayson, again, I've got to thank you for your tireless work on behalf of all of us. You know, you're the guy who stood up in Congress and made all of America take notice when you brought us the Republican health care plan.
Who could forget?
You know, it's what brought you, you made your name a household name, especially for people on the progressive side who've
been. And if you don't remember, I'm not going to play the whole thing for you, obviously. If you want to go back and listen to it, you can. Just go to NicoleSandler.com, type in the date. It would be March 23rd, 2010. And the show will come up, believe it or not. And you can listen because I'm not behind a paywall. That's how it works. Anyway, Alan Grayson, that's after he had gotten, this is when he first came into our collective consciousness. Remember when he introduced the Republican health care plan and he had his big board and it said, Republican health care plan is don't get sick. But if you do get sick, and he stretched it out and brought up another card, die quickly. That's the Republican health care plan. Don't get sick. But if you do get sick, die quickly. Yeah, and some of us were covering this all the way back then. And we went through all the battles over the Affordable Care Act. And 11 years ago today, it was signed into law. And as flawed as it is, I'm grateful for it because I'm alive, and I probably wouldn't be if not for the Affordable Care Act, because I wouldn't have been able to buy health insurance on the open market because I had pre-existing conditions. And our nation has a pre-existing condition known as a gun fetish. Seriously, we are sick. So I'm going to bring in a friend of the show to help me navigate through the rest of this program. Hit it.
Olson Johnson is right. I say we stay and fight it out.
Dr. Samuel Johnson's right about Olson Johnson's being right. And I'm not giving up my ice cream parlor that I built with these two hands for nothing or nobody.
Howard Johnson is right.
The latest in a long line of Johnsons who were right. Correct.
Correct.
It's Dave Johnson on the Nicole Sandler Show.
So much of the lives of my 22.
Why am I hearing?
His birthday this week.
Okay. That's weird. I'm hearing us coming back. Before I can bring you up, I got to figure out where that audio is coming from. Now, that's weird. There's nothing open there. Where the hell could this audio be coming from? Give me one second, because I'm hearing, I know, maybe here? The Alan Grayson's still playing. Is that it? Okay. Now, Dave Johnson, let me bring your picture back up. Hi.
How are you doing?
We're good. Yay.
I'm seeing myself on delay. It's weird.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Don't look at yourself when you're talking.
All right, I'll look at you. You're so cute with those earphones. I just got to say.
What with the earphones?
You're so cute with those earphones.
You know, it's an old radio habit. I've always worn, and it's why I'm deaf right now, because I spent so many years. I worked with Mark and Brian for 4 years, and they would scream into the microphone, and I have my levels up pretty high.
And it's a hell of a microphone, by the way, right? Look at that.
It is. This is called an RE20. It's an EV RE20. It is one of the workhorses of radio. And in fact, if you look at old pictures of my various radio studios through the year, this is the microphone I used. So that's what I have here. Anyway. Dave Johnson, what the fuck? So yesterday, all day long, right? So I started telling this earlier, and of course I got distracted, but finished the show, posting the podcast and all that, go inside to have dinner with my husband. And he said, "You hear about Boulder?" And I said, "What about Boulder?" And he said, "Well, there was a shooting." I said, "So what happened?" "We don't know yet." So for hours, for hours. We know that there was a shooting. We know a lot of people escaped, but we don't know the casualty. We don't even know if there are dead bodies inside, because they didn't tell us anything until finally when the police chief spoke and she said, now we know there are 10 bodies. Ten.
I saw that horrible video online, though. Bodies all over the place.
Oh, my. I didn't see the video, and I'm glad, because I guess somebody inside was a YouTuber and just started live streaming. Sorry, we don't need to see that. Or maybe we do. I don't know. Maybe we do. You know, there are some people who said that maybe we needed to see the crime scene photos from Sandy Hook Elementary and it's see
horrific.
What.
It's so horrific.
It's so horrific.
It's like, you know, we were all locked in for a while, so it wasn't as common.
Yeah.
Common as it is.
We had a little respite from mass shootings. Isn't that wild? During the pandemic. And now that people feel emboldened to go out, they're taking their guns with them.
I figured out why he did it, though.
Yeah, why?
Because he had a gun.
Touche.
I saw this. It was a Ruger. It's an AR-15 type thing. It's just, it looks like those assault rifles that these people have this fetish about.
That's it.
But it's horrific. Okay, listen.
Yes.
We've got this problem of this gun thing, and we've got this organization, the NRA, but what we've got and what we live with is we're saturated in this gun manufacturer propaganda. And the propaganda is really about these companies making a profit. And we can't solve it because they pay legislators.
Yep.
Basically, it comes down to they got all this propaganda and they, you know, they convince some people and stuff. But you know that legislators don't pass things because of what the public wants or doesn't want anymore. We know that. I'm sorry. I've just been dispirited all day by this. But this is corruption. The reason the legislators are doing what they're doing is because they're paid.
Yep.
The reason we have this thing called the filibuster, you know, to block us from doing anything is just to let this minority, 38% of the population is represented by these senators who can block anything. And it's corruption. Look at, I was thinking today, every major problem. By the way, I'm the opposite of Laffy. what should you call me? You should call me Dave Downer. Dave Downer's on now.
No laughing allowed. No laughing. No laughing.
Look at the major problems of our country. Of course, the climate crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't we do something about the climate crisis? Fossil fuel companies.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, they have all this propaganda that some people say they believe and stuff. Oh, but the carbon's good for the plants, or, you know, whatever it is they say. They say stuff. But what it comes down to is legislators are paid by the fossil fuel companies, right? Mm-hmm. What about, you know, we have 480,000 people die every year of tobacco.
Oh, yeah.
Why
still?
Do you think we don't solve that problem? Everybody knows why we have these problems. How about healthcare? You were talking about healthcare.
Yes.
You know, and God, it's the Obamacare thing, and also the strengthening they just did is really good.
But, yes, and through the American Rescue Plan, ARP. Yeah. I have a block on that
great
acronym.
Great stuff in that. But the reason we don't solve our healthcare problem is because
we still have a for-profit healthcare system.
Insurance companies, pharma, et cetera. Yeah. And we know everybody knows these things.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows it. You know, remember the study, the famous study, I forget the names, but it was Yale and something that they studied. They found out that no legislation passes based on what the public wants. It only passes if the major donors, et cetera, line up with it. And it all comes down to this for-profit system where they and everybody knows this now. Everybody knows. Nobody can do anything about it. We're just stuck. This For the People Act actually addresses this. So
right. So
thing, how many, you can't name a problem. You cannot name a major problem that we have that isn't because the reason it's not fixed is because the profits of certain companies that then You know, and then they cover it. They cover it with the stuff that Republicans say. You know, they cover it with that. But it really just comes down to the legislators get paid. And, you know, it is actually as blatant as I'm saying, but we all have these ways we see it in the propaganda bath we live in, but, and the filibuster, you know, and all of this stuff. But it really just comes down to that the money now completely drives our system. How long have we all known this? You talk about your show 10 years ago,
right?
Or 2010?
Right. We were talking about it then. We were talking about it for years at that point already. Right?
And here we are.
Nothing new.
And, you know, another gun massacre, because gun manufacturers make a lot of money. COVID, you know.
Yeah. Okay. You know, David Sirota, actually, I get his newsletter, and he sent something out today about, hold on, I'm scrolling through to try to find it, about, you know, the NRA has had its feet knocked out from under it. They are hemorrhaging money. NRA is a shadow of its former self, yet it still has power. So, you know, they're still there, and they won a big victory. Who disappeared?
Oh, dear.
What? Huh? What? What's the matter? We're here. Do you not hear me? Dave Johnson? Hello? Uh-oh, Dave disappeared. Wow. Dave Johnson just froze. So I'll tell you what. I'm going to... that's weird. Dave, he's frozen. Isn't that interesting? Dave Johnson is there, but he's not moving, and he's not saying anything. He said, I disappeared. We're still here. Okay, so he's back. Let me bring him back in. The other one never left. We've got two Daves coming up, but we'll see what happens here. All right, you're back. We got to get rid of the other one. I got to get rid of the
you went unusually quiet there.
I'm still here. There you are. You're back.
I was still shouting. I don't know if you heard me.
You went, uh-oh, you disappeared. And then you froze. And now you're back.
I have fiber here. I have fiber. It wasn't me.
I stayed on the air. I don't know.
Oh, well, all right.
All right. So now I can't find the David Sirota thing. But basically, here it is. Boulder Massacre followed NRA victory over city. He writes multiple people. So last week, the NRA publicly celebrated its success in striking down an assault weapons ban in Boulder, Colorado. Five days later, Boulder was the scene of a mass shooting, reportedly with the same kind of weapon that the city tried to ban.
That guy bought that thing right after the city's ban was overturned.
Unbelievable. You know, unbelievable. And so if you ever needed evidence an assault weapon ban can work when it was in effect, he couldn't have one. It goes, it gets overturned. He buys one and he goes and kills 10 people.
You know that the White House put the flags at half mast this morning.
Yes, I know, as they should have.
You know that the White House had the flags at half mast until last night because of Atlanta.
Because what?
Atlanta.
Yeah, I know. So it just went back up and then it came down again.
Right.
It's insane. When there's an epidemic, look, we're in the middle of a pandemic, right? People are dying needlessly. So the country and the world sprung to action. Where's the action on this gun issue? I guess maybe because it's not a global problem. It's a problem here. And again, I'll bring up something that I came up with a dozen years ago, which is, other countries need to issue travel advisories and warn their citizens about coming to the United States of America because you are not safe walking down the street. You can get hit by a stray bullet.
We are finally this close to maybe doing something about all of this that we're talking about, the For the People Act. You know, and that's the fight that's coming. You know all about it, I'm sure.
Yes, but please tell us. And the problem is, we're this close. The problem is, you know who's in this little sliver here? Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema and maybe Dianne Feinstein.
She got out.
And what about the two senators from New Hampshire and the two from Delaware? Because I don't trust them either.
So we've got the For the People Act was H.R. 1 in the House.
Right.
There's two bills. There's the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and all that. What that does is it restores the voting rights that the Supreme Court, the Republican Supreme Court, knocked down.
Right.
But the H.R. 1 addresses all kinds of stuff, finally. They address the terrible redistricting that Republicans do. Have you seen a map of Jim Jordan's district in Ohio?
No.
It's one of those congressional districts that goes here and then it goes, and then it goes around and then it does this. And the reason it does that is because Republicans, you know, just right. And then the Democrats are all bunched into a few. So you can have a state like Ohio, like Wisconsin, where you can win sometimes 70% of the vote and end up with like 40% of the seats. And that happens because of this, it's called gerrymandering. Redistricting. Well, it bans that. It says you have to have neutral redistricting commissions. California has that. California had too clever by half redistricting where they bunched Republicans. You know, they did the same thing. They got rid of that. You know what happened in California when they got rid of it?
What?
Everybody said, well, the Republicans will be able to get more seats. Well, you know what happened?
They got rid of one completely Democrat. Right?
Yeah, anyway, they just, and also, what does that do to democracy when you live here? The person across the street's in a different, you know, it has no cohesion.
There's no rhyme or reason. Right.
So they have neutral commissions that do the redistricting. That's part of the H.R. 1. It's for the People Act. It's coming up in the Senate. And if we don't do that, then because of the census and redistricting, Republicans will take the House in 2022.
That's right.
If nothing else changes, the Republicans will have the House with, what, 40% of the vote? I don't know, something like that. Okay, it changes the funding of our elections. It bans voter suppression. All this kind of stuff they're doing, you know, all this, it allows you to vote. It makes the voting day a federal holiday. There's this list of the things that we've all been asking for years. And if they pass that, people will be able to vote. And Congress will have to respond to the things the people want, like gun control, okay? Mm-hmm. Like so many things that we just can't have anything done about. Finally, we'll be able to do something. We're this close. And the reason that they say it might not pass is because we know that Republicans, with what, 38% of the public behind them, I mean votes, never mind that, what, 90% of the public behind bills, and this bill.
Right.
But Republicans will filibuster it. And they won't just filibuster. People think filibuster means Mr. Smith's going to go to Washington and stand there and talk until he drops. No. A filibuster is that a senator sends a text message that says, I'm going to filibuster this. And the rule right now is that, okay, then we won't bring the bill up to the floor. Or in order to pass this bill, you've got to get 60 votes instead of 50. That's it, a text message or an email.
That's it. They have no skin in the game. They don't have to do anything. They could just go home. Go home.
Every single bill, except a couple that Obama tried to pass, didn't they pass Obamacare with reconciliation?
Yes, they did.
Yes, because you can't. In America, we have this weird system where once a year, Congress is allowed to pass one bill.
Right.
And then that's it.
The thing is, the bill still gets passed by a majority vote. It's the cloture vote.
Right.
It's the cloture vote. The vote to begin or end debate that takes 60 votes in the filibuster, which, again, doesn't even appear in the Constitution. It's a construct.
The list of bills under Obama that was filibustered, and they said
everything.
They said the plan was to block everything that Obama tried to do, and then they run against Obama, said he didn't get anything done.
Right.
Why did you go? So the reason, though, that the filibuster continues still, it could stop tomorrow if Democrats would vote against that rule. It's a rule. It's a silly rule that the Senate has, and the Democrats haven't gotten rid of it.
You know, but the Republicans keep talking about, oh, this is the backbone of the Senate. It's what the Senate is based on. Bullshit. I've read my Constitution. I've got a copy of it right here. Filibuster does not appear in the Constitution.
That Constitution is because before that Constitution, we had something called the Articles of Confederation.
Right.
And they didn't work. And the reason they didn't work is it required 60% of the states to pass anything.
Huh.
And so they made a Constitution that required a majority in the House and a majority in the Senate to pass it.
Somebody's calling in, Dave. I guess somebody wants to join our conversation. We can find out who. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Josh. I'm calling from Miami.
Josh from Miami. Hi, did you want to join in this conversation I'm having with Dave Johnson?
I wanted to actually, I was listening to you talk about guns and earlier.
Okay.
And the point is that, you know, when you get behind the wheel, you have to have insurance, right?
That too. Insurance, a license, your car has to be registered. Yeah, there's a lot of hoops you have to jump through, right?
Right, right, exactly. And he's got this analogy. It's like, yeah, you have to have insurance. You have to be registered to have a car.
That's right.
You have to have a license.
That's right.
You know, we should have all those things. The guy picked up a gun on his way to do the murder yesterday.
That's
right. You know what I mean? And the other guy the other day as well.
Yep.
In Atlanta, he purchased a gun the same day, you know?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
It is.
You should be allowed to do that, right?
Right. And if you're going to, you need, we need protection from you. That's why you're licensed. You have to pass a test to drive a car. You have to have insurance in case you hurt somebody else inadvertently or on
exactly
purpose.
Right.
You have insurance. With a gun, there's no requirements to do any of those things. There's the problem. Well,
exactly
one of the problems.
Exactly right.
Yep.
Nicole, have a great day. I love the show.
Oh,
all
thank
right?
you
have
so much.
Day.
Thanks for calling. Good points, all of them. Dave Johnson.
Yeah. Got to have a license. I had to take a test.
Yes. And you have to have insurance. Exactly. And your car has to be registered, even though, guess what? It's not, its main purpose is not to kill anybody. It's a mode of transportation.
Right.
But it can hurt someone inadvertently, or as we saw, you know, in Charlottesville, it can be used as a weapon by the dregs of society. But even
you have to have insurance.
Yes, you have to have
insurance. And the insurance company has to account for these kinds of things. That's not true with a gun.
Nope.
You don't have to have insurance to own a gun, insurance that you're not going to do stuff.
You don't have to be tested to show you're proficient and you know how to use it responsibly.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of those things. And those things should all change. But the reason they don't, and the Republicans keep putting up these false analogies, like we heard John Kennedy, the fake Southern hick, who's a, you know, a Harvard-educated lawyer who is not your country bumpkin, I'm sorry. He's not as stupid as he makes himself sound. He knows better than that. That's what's so frustrating. They all do. Right. Most of them do.
But how much of their funding comes from the NRA?
Yeah. Not as much as used to anymore. That's the thing. So the NRA is toothless now. They've lost their money. They've lost their clout. But they're still calling the shots? Come on, Democrats. Grow a fucking pair.
Really? Really? You know, Dianne Feinstein did get the assault weapons ban for a while.
Yeah.
And here she is, you know, talking about not killing the filibuster. Well, she's finally talking about killing the filibuster. Or maybe one of her staffers.
Yeah.
Said,
but Joe Manchin also 2 weeks ago said, let's make them, you know, make it painful for them, make them work for it. And I thought, okay, so he'll go along with bring back the talking filibuster, make them talk, and then make them get 41 votes to continue the filibuster instead of making the Democrats get 60 votes to break the filibuster. Well, and then he said, nope. Not going to do that.
A lot of the Democrats are very worried that the public's going to punish them for breaking the decorum of the Senate.
Oh, please.
You remember what happened when the Republicans broke the decorum of the Senate under Obama and filibustered everything and obstructed everything and then didn't give Merrick Garland even a hearing.
And then,
remember that? Oh, no, never mind. They had control of the Senate.
Never mind. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. The Democrats need to grow a pair. And I don't care who we're talking. I'm talking about the party as a whole. You know,
I am too. I mean, it's the fact that they allowed this to continue under Obama is inexcusable. And they did. But here they are. Oh, we're this close. And, you know, a lot of the we want to say the Democrats and to some extent But it's not the Democrats. It's some Democrats.
It's some Democrats. You know, yesterday,
if we try to primary Manchin, right?
Well, that's the problem. Is Manchin in West Virginia will get beaten by a Republican. If Manchin's not there, that seat will go Republican.
We don't know that.
No, you're right. We don't know that. And the thing is, I'd love to see what would happen if a real Democrat, not just someone.
Imagine if Bernie were in West Virginia and he ran.
Yeah.
How many of those West Virginia white working class people would have voted for Bernie? We know that.
Yeah, you know. I know, well, now Robin Kincaid.
I'm not saying Bernie would have won. Bernie would have been better than Biden.
Right.
I can't tell you how happy I am right now. Yep. I heard Bernie on a podcast, by the way. I'm getting off to the side a minute. I heard Bernie on a podcast this morning.
With who?
Bernie, Ezra Klein.
Oh, Ezra Klein, of course. Okay.
It was a really good interview. But Ezra said, you know, Ezra did ask the one usual question. He said, so what was it he said? He said, so... will you support, what did he say? He said, you know, one of the old style 90s questions, well, are you going to be happy with whatever the Senate comes up with for the Jobs and Infrastructure Act? And Bernie said, well, I am the chairman of the budget committee, so they're going to do what I say.
I'm like, yeah.
And you know that instantly in my head was that song. You know,
the incoming chair, Senate Budget Committee. He's the incoming chair of the Senate Budget Committee.
It's a different time. Bernie wouldn't have done anything different in the stuff we're getting right now.
Yep.
Biden is following the Bernie agenda.
No,
largely.
Bernie is,
in West Virginia, they probably would have voted for a Biden, too. A Bernie or a Biden as
probably.
Their senators. We can't say just because a lot of the state voted for Trump that somebody showing up and offering a detailed, realistic populist plan wouldn't get votes. We can't say that because it's what we call a red state, only Democrats can only run to the right. We can't say that.
Well, and the problem is
in Georgia,
Dave Johnson, part
state,
of the problem.
Two progressive Democrats became senators. I'm over talking you.
Yes, you are. Part of the problem is that Democrats, you know, thank you, Chucky Schmucky Schumer, tend to put up these Republican light candidates in these so-called red states because they think, well, that's what they want. It's a red state. We got to give them a Republican light. No. Because Democrats will stay home. Progressives will stay home.
Air America, you were saying, hey, if I want to vote for a Republican, I'll
vote
for
a Republican. Exactly.
So I wouldn't say that Manchin is the only Democrat who can. He has tremendous name recognition.
Yeah.
Feinstein won here in California because she has tremendous name recognition.
Because she's been there forever.
So did Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, exactly. Because people vote. Look, I don't know if you heard the story. In Miami, there was a state Senate race where this former state senator put up this fake candidate. Well, the guy's name was Alex Rodriguez, not the baseball player. By the way, the Democratic incumbent's last name was also Rodriguez. So you have.
Lost by how many votes?
Very few. Something like that. Yeah.
Votes went to the fake candidate.
Exactly. And the fake candidate garnered 6,000 votes. So, you know, people vote, for things that they don't know. Most people don't pay attention. I wish they would. But yeah. But the thing is, if you want to motivate the progressives out here, and there are plenty of us, and there are some in West Virginia, Robin Kincaid, formerly known as Bob Kincaid, is a progressive in West Virginia. You know, she's not the only one there.
Right. I think Manchin will come around, though.
I hope so.
Here's why. And you know, you saw Biden start talking about changing the filibuster, too.
Yes, well, he did.
Step-by-step strategy.
Well, after Joe Manchin said it, then Biden came out and said it, and then Manchin backtracked.
You know who said it that got the ball rolling was Clyburn.
Jim Clyburn did, huh?
He said, look, you can't let them filibuster a Voting Rights Act. He's pissed.
Good.
And who else I think is saying this? I think, you know, Biden's big thing is his pride in his knowledge of foreign policy.
Right.
And you can bet that the members of NATO and various other leaders are coming to him and saying, you got to not let Trump or a Trump get back in here.
Exactly.
And the only way we can do that is if we pass H.R. 1, when it gets to the Senate,
SB1,
the For the People Act about voting, don't forget that this is the bill. This is it. This is everything.
And yesterday, Dave Johnson, I had Katie Hobbs on the show, the Secretary of State from Arizona. Right. And we were talking about all this anti-voting, you know, voter suppression legislation that's working its way through 43 state legislatures. Yeah. This would render all of that shit moot.
Voter suppression.
Right.
250 voter suppression bills. Yeah, that's it.
This bill, for the people, would render all of them moot. Yeah. Just
this bill, it's called the For the People Act. Mm-hmm. I said that.
You did.
I keep saying it. Bans that. And it'll stop these states that pass it now. They won't be able to use that in 2022.
Right.
It will be illegal. This is the big foot of the federal government stepping in. Damn right. And the big foot of the federal government stepped in and desegregated those states.
That's right.
And desegregated their schools, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And it's time we need that kind of a major policy shift again. The only way it's going to happen is if we do something about the filibuster.
Well, look at Arizona.
Yes, look at Arizona. Yeah,
they just voted in Biden in Arizona. So what's the Arizona Republican legislature doing? They're trying to make sure that doesn't happen again stopping people from voting. Look at Georgia. They just voted in two progressive senators in Georgia, okay?
Yes.
And so the Georgia legislature is doing everything they can to stop those people from being able to vote. So this is not some gimmick. This is not some power. So this is simply let people vote.
Let my people vote.
That's right.
Yes.
So Clyburn's pissed. And I think foreign leaders are telling Biden, you better stop this filibuster because we do not want the United States going fascist. Because 2022 and 2024, if that happens again,
you know
the Trump types aren't going to allow. They tried to have a coup. Well, they're going to have that coup in advance this time.
Yes. No, the stakes couldn't be any higher. This is the future. Right. This is it. So I don't know what they're waiting for. Norm Ornstein was on the show a couple of weeks ago talking about, this, the way it could work. You bring back the talking filibuster. You turn the pain on its side. So the minority party has to hold the floor. It's not up to the majority party to get 61 votes to kill the filibuster. It's up to the minority party to get 41 to keep it going. That's right.
I forgot, Nicole.
What?
There's this bill coming to the Senate that does stuff about that, but I forgot the name of the bill.
The For the People bill?
The For the People Act.
That's the People Act. Yes.
Nothing is more important. Get the word out. This is the one.
So everybody should be calling their senators. But you also have these idiot Republicans. Oh, if For the People Act passes, it's going to... The nonsense they're spewing, I can't even paraphrase
it. It's nonsense.
Yeah.
When will we ever learn to not even listen to the nonsense? You know, it's nonsense. They say stuff.
Right. It's because they have media outlets echoing the stuff, the nonsense that they're pushing out there, and pushing it as if it's fact. Do you know that Fox, that TV channel, the other night when I'm watching, last night I'm going back and forth between CNN and MSNBC, Fox didn't even talk about the fact that six people were murdered in a shooting in Boulder, Colorado. It's just not a thing to them. They'd rather talk about Dr. Seuss, which is not a thing.
Yeah, it's 10. And one of them was a police officer. 12 Republicans voted against the bill to honor the police officers, the Capitol Police.
Yes.
12 Republicans 12. Voted against it.
I know.
Sorry.
You know why? Because they called the Capitol a democracy, the temple of democracy.
The temple of democracy.
They didn't like the verbiage.
They're still, the election was stolen. They're not stopping. I'm sorry. I see the time.
No, I know.
It's just been a few weeks that we had a Republican orchestrated storming of the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to stop the Congress certifying the election of Joe Biden, an attempt to stop it. More police officers were injured, the most injured since 9/11.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I turn on the news, what are they talking about? A crisis at the border.
Yeah. Bullshit. It's the same shit that's been going on and on and on. Yeah. Just, you know, now, and I'll tell you, Biden's fucking up by not letting the press in there. Let the fucking press in there. Don't give them any reason to say, oh, what are they hiding?
The Republicans are also complaining that there is, I think it's $46 million has gone to the border to help house these people in hotels and such. And they're complaining about that.
So they're complaining if they're held in humane conditions, but then they'll complain if they're held in inhumane conditions.
Right.
I'd rather see them held in humane conditions.
Yeah.
Frankly.
And in case anybody's, I know the time's up, in case anybody's missing this, the reason that refugees can come into the United States is by international law, U.S. law, and basic human rights and morality.
Hello.
We have to let them in.
Yes, we do. If we're a humane people, and we always were, remember what it says at the base of the Statue of Liberty.
Right.
Bring us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. You know, come on. Who are we?
What's the name of that bill? I forgot.
The For the People Act.
Oh, right.
For the People Act.
Right.
Dave Johnson, thank you, buddy. Everyone can find him at seeingtheforest.com and wecanhavenicethings.com and on the Twitter at DC Johnson.
Check that one out. Wecanhavenicethings.com. It's about MMT.
It is. And you know what? We're already late. I mean, we're over. So Progressive Voices is gone. So we're in overtime now. So Dave Johnson, that's okay. No, it's fine. I'd like to get over the hump.
I was bad.
So Progressive Voices is gone. And now it's like,
do people miss Laffy yet?
They do miss Laffy. Let me tell you, for those wondering,
that's why they have me on, because it makes them miss Laffy more.
Yeah, no, they miss Laffy as it is. Laffy, I was going to read you here what she said. Here's an update on our pal Gotta Laugh, if I can find my... Okay, so what she said is she went in today at noon for her second vaccine. I get mine tomorrow. Yay!
I got mine 2 weeks and 2 days ago.
Your second one?
I'm free.
Oh, wow. See, I get my second one tomorrow, and then I still have to wait 2 weeks before I can see my kid who's going through a crisis right now. Anyway, so she wrote, I go in for my shot at noon. As for my hands, my left hand is pretty much improving. My right hand is still in tons of pain. I told her she should get THC cream. She was using CBD cream.
Right.
We get this THC cream that, I mean, it works on my neck, and my neck is a mess. So she said, I found two more topical creams, one a much stronger CBD and the other a combination of CBD and THC. Apparently, THC is a vehicle that helps CBD work better, but I couldn't find any THC cream that doesn't have CBD in it. So I'm going to try to order both creams. So that's the latest on Laffy. She's trying. She's doing physical therapy, but her hands are just a mess.
Since we're over time.
Yes.
Do I have time for a joke?
Yeah, bring it.
A duck walks into a bar.
A duck?
She's duck.
A
duck. She's got any golf balls? Bartender says no. The duck. Next day, the duck walks into the bar. She's got any golf balls? Bartender says no. Duck goes, oh. Next day, duck walks into the bar. Says, you got any golf balls? Bartender says no. One more time. Next day, the duck walks into a bar, says to the bartender, you got any golf balls? The bartender says, no, I don't have any golf balls. And if you come here and ask me that again, I'm going to nail your wet feet to the floor. The next day, the duck walks into the bar, says, got any nails? Bartender says, no. Duck says, got any golf balls?
Okay. I thought you were going somewhere with the Donald Duck thing, but no. I guess not.
No. Okay.
That's it.
That's it. Okay.
Thank you, Dave Johnson. That was pretty
You're
good,
welcome.
I guess. AP just said, court documents show that the 21-year-old suspect in the Colorado supermarket shooting purchased an assault rifle less than a week before the attack that killed 10 people.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Right after the NRA got it legal again in that city. You know why that city? The NRA... The state had passed a law preventing cities from banning assault weapons.
Wow.
Yeah, one of those things. Do you think the legislature of that state passed that law out of the goodness of their heart, or do you think it had anything to do with gun manufacturer donations?
Oh, without a doubt. Without, yeah. Because it's always about the money. And so what a time that as long as we're over time, Dave Johnson, what do you think about the Democrats bringing back earmarks?
That's great.
Is it great?
I think that's one of the best things that could happen in so long. I mean, what is an earmark?
You know, it depends on who the earmark's hands are in. If it's in, you know, someone like Bernie Sanders, who's going to take the money to bring it back to Vermont to get community health centers, that's one thing. But if it's, you know, Jim Jordan.
The money is always for infrastructure and projects like that in a district.
Okay, but
it enables the member of Congress to go back and say, look, I brought this. I made your lives better. Vote for me.
Right. It's also a way for Joe Biden to say to somebody like Joe Manchin, you want those dollars for West Virginia? You want infrastructure? You want your bridges redone? Don't stand in the way of us fixing the filibuster.
So everybody in your state can get fiber internet or something.
That's right. Yeah. You want that?
Exactly.
Great. If you stand in the way of us getting the filibuster fixed, you get nothing. Zero.
That was part of this whole anti-government thing they did, where they, by getting rid of earmarks, they were able to keep bills from passing.
Uh-huh.
Because Pelosi or whoever's in charge can't go to a member of Congress and say, you vote for this, I'll give you this.
Right, exactly.
They called government spending pork.
Yeah.
Spending. In a democracy, by definition, government spending is us, we the people, deciding through our representatives to do things to make our lives better.
Yeah.
That's the definition of government spending in a democracy.
Yep. Oh, by the way, I made a mistake earlier. I said Columbine was the first school shooting. No. Columbine was not the first school shooting. That was in San Diego. And you might recall the Boomtown Rats. Bob Geldof had a song called I Don't Like Mondays. And that was about that school shooting. So somebody, listener Michelle Kaplan, just reminded me an email. It's 1979 was when that happened. Yep. Yeah. Yep. So I was wrong. I am corrected. Thank you, Michelle. Always, if I say something wrong, please tell me, because I hate being wrong. I'll admit when I got something wrong, but I want to be able to correct what I got wrong. So, yeah, there you go. All right. Anything else, Dave Johnson? So now that you're vaccinated and free, are you going out and enjoying your freedom? What are you doing?
I'm not always crossing the street when I see somebody coming anymore. You know, I'm talking to other old people like me without masks on because they're vaccinated too. But we went out after we had reached that protection point. We went out to a restaurant.
Oh wow!
Outdoors,
like?
Nobody around us,
right?
But we did it.
Wow.
We were outdoors, but we
I don't know
it.
What that's like anymore. I've been home a year yesterday.
You can go outdoors.
Right. Yeah. So I get my second shot tomorrow. Then I have 2 weeks, April 7th. I'm free.
Yeah. We're not free until enough people get the damn shots.
But when I say free, I can see my kid again and I can hug her.
I think you can feel safe enough doing that now.
No, I don't.
After your second. You don't have to wait 2 weeks.
Really?
You can do it.
Yeah, David would fight with you. He's been militant.
I understand.
He's
I have friends
militant.
Who won't. They're going to have that mask on it, you know, for 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, how I know.
I know. I know,
this
too.
Was terrifying. And then there's those idiots. What was the guy at Fox? One of the producers at Fox just died.
Died. Their head booker.
Still saying it's a hoax.
Exactly. I put that in
They're
What's News today.
People wearing masks and the guy died.
Yes. I put it in What's News today because I thought it was important to tell the tale. Yeah. The head booker for Fox News and Fox Business died of COVID. The same network that tells you it's a hoax. He died.
Yeah.
And Tucker Carlson's still going to tell you it's a hoax. And you don't need to
wear jokes, but we should probably wrap up.
We should probably wrap up. All right, Dave Johnson.
If I keep telling jokes, Laffy, what does she do?
She reads tweets.
Okay.
And we shoot the shit. We do what we did.
I'm obsessively on Twitter now. I got to stop.
Well, you know, what else is there to do? That's why I do a radio show. And I paint to get me off of Twitter.
You're going to find this out, too. I'm vaccinated now. I don't know what to do. I don't have anything to do.
Take a painting, Dave. Look, do you see all my paintings? Do you see my paintings behind me? You see my beautiful pet portraits? Are you looking?
Yeah.
Do you see them?
Let me show you what I did.
What did you did? Okay, so you should... You're sitting at the keyboard. Why don't you do parody songs? You know how I love my song parodies. Have you heard the Marsh Family from the UK?
No.
Oh my God, they're so good. I'm gonna share a little something with you because we're in overtime and we can. What the fuck? Right. So the Marsh Family is this family, four kids and the two adults. I thought that the parents must be professional musicians or something because the kids sing. So they're doing these songs. Let me just share with you a little bit of one to promote the fact that they're going to be here on Friday. They're going to be joining us from the UK. Because this is my new lot in life, is I find these wonderfully talented people who, while they're shut in on the interwebs, they make great music. So this is the Marsh Family. Here's a little bit of them. Okay.
A little bit lonely, no one's ever coming round.
Third lockdown.
2021, we bet we'd all be outside, but I'm still listening to the sound of their tears.
Third lockdown.
Every day I'm treated like I offer room service, but they mess it in the blink of an eye.
Third lockdown.
Every now and then we get a little bit terrified of when we think she's gonna let fly.
Third lockdown. Time flies.
Struggling to tell.
There's an idea. Nothing we can do. We're totally fixed where we are. They're adorable. And so the other day I played one of their songs. It was a parody of Jeff Buckley's Hallelujah. And it's Have the New Jab. Have the New Jab. Have the New Jab. And there are these little girls who sing with these angelic voices. I'm so impressed. So anyway, this is what I do.
I think it's Jeff Buckley.
No, it's not Jeff Buckley. It's the Marsh Family.
No, the guy, the Hallelujah. Oh,
Jeff,
his name.
It was Jeff Buckley. It was Leonard Cohen who wrote it, but Buckley had the last hit with it.
How did you find them? They were wonderful.
I go online. I look for things like this. I find these amazing, talented people.
You found them.
Do you know about Mangy Felt Bottoms or Bruce W. Nelson who
no.
Oh my God, let me Mangy Feltunes, I think is the name he uses. Let me see if I can find one of his who writes these. He does like two songs every day. Let me see if I can find any of his. I may have just deleted them all.
When you talk to the Marsh Family, tell the kid on the right not to have a light on behind him.
Yeah,
that's why I opened this, because it looks like, it's better now.
Oh, okay. Here's one. It's Mangy Fetlocks, actually.
Oh.
I thought this guy was actually Jeff Daniels because he looks like him, and Jeff Daniels is a musician and does these things, but he's not. So after a little kerfuffle, we got it straight. He's actually Bruce W. Nelson, and his character is Mangy Fetlocks. Fetlocks. And again, here's one of his songs, Dave Johnson. So these are quick. This is a quickie. This one's called How Trump Compares to Other Past Presidents.
Mm-hmm.
us feel rather small. Less dear to folks than FDR or John F. Kennedy. As President, Trump hardly rates at all. When twice you find you've been impeached and only had one term, your self-esteem drops and it hurts your pride. Trump looks a lot like him, viewed from the side.
And
it's true. Hey, thanks for listening.
And that is Mangy Fetlocks.
That's great.
And he does two of them every day. He's a former music. So this is what I envision you doing, Dave Johnson.
Yeah,
so
I can play scales. I can play chords.
Uh-huh.
I can't play different things with my left hand and my right hand.
No.
I'm trying.
Okay. All right. Well, good. I'm glad you're trying.
Yeah.
I'm painting. You're trying.
Yeah, no, your painting is so much better than my piano playing. You are brilliant.
Oh, God, thank you. Yes, I'm having fun with it, and I'm getting commissions. Yeah. So, you know, hey, kill two birds and get stoned. Speaking of, I'm gonna. So I gotta go.
Hey, is weed legal in Florida yet?
No, we have medical marijuana.
It's legal here.
I know. One more reason to come back. I'll
tell you something. You cannot see a single difference in this state from before and after it was legal. It made no difference.
Really? I mean, people didn't go on murderous, marauding escapades?
It's amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
Kids are all dying, and the mailman's coming to the door with a big package.
Ooh.
Package.
Okay. Ooh. What is it?
Gun.
All right. A gun? What did you say?
Package.
Oh, a package. I thought.
Package. There, he dropped it off. He's going.
Is it Amazon?
No, this one isn't.
Okay.
It's for my wife.
Oh, isn't it always? Well, say hello to Mrs. Johnson. I'm glad you guys are vaccinated. Hopefully one of these days we can meet in person again.
Oh, that'd be nice. That would be nice.
I know.
I'll try to behave.
Okay. Or not. Whatever. All right, Dave Johnson. Thank you. Thank you for jumping in. I'm going to leave everyone with today's edition of What's News, because I can, and because I mentioned the story we just talked about. All right. I'll see you next time. Thanks, Dave.
Sure.
Thank you, everybody. Right. I'll see you tomorrow. All right. Here's What's News.
I read the news today. Oh, boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday is holding a hearing titled Constitutional and Common Sense Steps to reduce gun violence. That's some prodigious timing, as Monday afternoon, America was assaulted by yet another mass shooting. Now, media coverage would tell you it was the second one this week, following the horrific shooting in Atlanta last Tuesday that left 8 people dead at 3 different locations. Fact is, this was actually the 7th mass shooting this week, only the second one with multiple deaths. Yeah, so on Tuesday, March 16th, 8 people, including 6 Asian women, were killed when a white gunman stormed 3 spas in and around the Atlanta area. The next day, Wednesday, March 17th, in Stockton, California, 5 people who were preparing a vigil were shot in a drive-by shooting. None had life-threatening injuries. The following day, Thursday, March 18th, in Gresham, Oregon, 4 victims were taken to the hospital after a shooting in the city east of Portland. Saturday, March 20th, 5 people were shot at a disturbance inside a club in Houston, Texas. One was in critical condition after being shot in the neck. The rest were in stable condition. And also on Saturday, March 20th, in Dallas, 8 people were shot. One of them died. And also on Saturday, March 20th, in Philadelphia, 1 person was killed. Another 5 were injured during a shooting at an illegal party. And that brings us to Monday, March 22nd, in Boulder, Colorado. 10 people, including a Boulder police officer, were killed in a shooting at the King Soopers supermarket. So Monday's shooting makes 7 mass shootings in a week.
For hours on Monday afternoon, after the news broke of the shooting, authorities didn't let on how bad the carnage was. Then finally, Boulder Police Chief Maris Herold made a devastating statement.
The first thing I want to say is I want to say our hearts of this community go out to the victims of this horrific incident. We know of 10 fatalities at the scene, including one of our Boulder PD officers by the name of Eric Talley, who's been on the Boulder Police Department since 2010. He's served in numerous roles supporting the Boulder Police Department and the community of Boulder. And I have to tell you, the heroic action of this officer when he responded to this scene. At 14:30 hours, the Boulder Police Department began receiving phone calls of shots fired in the area and a phone call about a possible person with a patrol rifle. Officer Talley responded to the scene, was the first on the scene, and he was fatally shot. I also want to commend the heroic actions of the officers responding not only from Boulder PD, but from across the county and other parts of this region. Police officers' actions fell nothing short of being heroic.
They were up to me. The director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, warned on Monday that if Americans stop wearing masks, social distancing, and taking other coronavirus precautions, the country could suffer, quote, another avoidable surge of COVID-19 infections.
As I have stated before, the continued relaxation of prevention measures while cases are still high and while concerning variants are spreading rapidly throughout the United States is a serious threat to the progress we have made as a nation. I'm calling the American people to action, whether vaccinated or not, to recommit to doing the right thing. Take the steps we know work to stop COVID-19, wear a well-fitting mask, socially distant, avoid crowds and travel, and be ready to roll up your sleeve to get vaccinated when the vaccine is available to you.
Dr. Walensky was speaking at a White House briefing. As the week started, the seven-day average of new infections had risen by 5% or more in 27 states. It's going in the wrong direction, people. By the way, a man named Eric Spinato died of COVID. I know, he's just one of more than 500,000 Americans. Why am I singling him out? Well, Eric Spinato was the head booker and senior story editor for Fox News and the Fox Business Network. And yes, he died over the weekend of complications from the coronavirus. It was since the outset of the pandemic, Fox has downplayed the severity of the virus. The network's hosts have peddled misinformation and railed against restrictions put into place to protect public health. So now that the American Rescue Plan is underway, President Biden's economic advisors are working on a $3 trillion proposal to boost the economy, support manufacturers, and address financial inequality. The New York Times reporting that the plans expected to reach Biden this week include measures to reduce carbon emissions. The first major initiative would be an infrastructure push that would be paid for in part by tax hikes on the wealthy. The Senate on Monday voted 68-29 to confirm Boston Mayor Marty Walsh as Labor Secretary, making him the first person from a union background to head up the Labor Department in nearly 50 years. By the way, Marty Walsh's move to Biden's cabinet makes way for Boston City Council President Kim Janney to become Boston's first Black mayor and first woman mayor. You go, girl. From the You Can't Make This Stuff Up department, Sidney Powell, you remember her, the right-wing lawyer who once served on the former guy's legal team? Well, she asked a federal court on Monday to dismiss the $1.3 billion defamation suit brought against her by Dominion Voting Systems. Powell's lawyers said that her claims that the 2020 presidential election was stolen using rigged voting software were merely her opinions and therefore amounted to constitutionally protected political speech. Dominion said it wants to go to trial to force Powell to defend her claims in court. No reasonable person would believe that those were truly statements of fact. they just get more and more ridiculous with each passing day. It's election day in Israel again. Yes, on Tuesday, Israelis began voting in the country's fourth parliamentary election in 2 years. Again, a referendum on the divisive rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Polls forecast a tight race between those who support Israel's longest-serving premier and those who want, quote, anyone but Bibi, as he is widely known. The outcome of the election may not be known for weeks, and judging on their track record, I don't know if it really matters or not. Netanyahu lost three elections already in the last 2 years, and he's still in office. And I thought our political system was nuts. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.